Hi, Sander. How are you? And what a safe topic here. What is the outlook for the higher education industry?
Well, there's a lot to talk about today, Jill, a lot, because there's so many changes going on right now. So let's talk about it. Let me quote a little bit from the Kiplinger letter. Did a whole piece on it. And so we're talking about what is the outlook for the higher education industry. Well, challenging as the 6,000 such institutions in the U.S. face, they face flat enrollment, higher operating costs, changing taste in top majors, and other big shifts right now, Jill. The landscape is really ripe for change as schools feel mounting pressure to meet new student demands. And, you know, what are they, obviously? This we discussed a lot. Those colleges that bring human resources people in from some of the top corporations, CEOs, COOs. The key now is analytics, mathematics, digital marketing, and of course, AI. That's what they're looking for. Very few colleges have all that focused on, but we'll discuss what's going on in schools soon. So the colleges right now can't count on rising enrollment to offset the rising costs as they have in the past. The college age population will stay flat, Kiplinger reports, until 2035 or so. Folks 25 or older are opting for college less because of the strong economy, and enrollment of international students was down in 2017 and 2018. Now, let's focus on that. Why was the enrollment down? Well, China, the issues we now have with China and the whole, you know, immigrant situation under Donald Trump. So Chinese students, who used to be major enrollment issues, are not coming in as much. When I taught at the Fordham Graduate School for all these years, I want to say one quarter of the class, in fact, was Chinese. The Mexican students, too, can't come in. So it's really having a major effect. The international group, way down. And so what type of school is feeling the biggest effect? Well, it's these small liberal arts schools that don't rank among the elites, especially those colleges in the Northeast and the Midwest, I should say. 17 such schools there have closed or merged. 17 colleges in the past 3 years. They're suffering from a steep drop in liberal arts students and a shift to in-demand tech majors such as computer science, as we discussed. So this increased competition will hit all institutions, though, and spur more intense recruiting efforts. So what's going on here? Well, the issue, Jill, mainly is tenured professors don't have to change what they teach. Okay, that's part of the deal. They continue to teach, you know, liberal arts as it was for the past 10 years, and they don't change. So students are not taking the courses anymore. I think I mentioned once that I taught at Fordham for, you know, 18 years, left last year because students in the MBA program have declined tremendously. It's math, analytics, engineering, and AI, and of course, you know, digital space. So this increased competition is, you know, will hit all institutions, though, and spur more intense recruiting efforts. So what will schools do now to answer the many challenges? Well, some will cut costs. You know, Simpson College in Iowa, small school. Mills College in California are trimming faculty and staff tremendously, okay? And they're consolidating the benefits too. Colleges are reducing their sticker prices to better reflect what students pay after student aid. One example is Albright College in Pennsylvania, St. John's College as well, Maryland, the one down there in Maryland. Their tuition prices have declined tremendously to get students in. And public universities, such as my school, The Ohio State University, are now offering in-state tuition to out-of-state students who meet certain criteria to lure more students. In other words, you're from New York, you go to Ohio, and they help you become an Ohio resident, so you will pay less. The schools are helping you do that. And this, of course, lure much more students. University of Maine, tremendous in this this area, and the majors have changed. You know, blockchain has been designed to prepare folks for the fast-changing economy, and the partnerships with tech platforms are on the rise, as I said, to help host online programs. So, we will look for new financing plans to allay fears of healthy loans. We know that Senator Williams, Bernie Williams, Elizabeth Warren are all saying free tuition for state schools. The question I have is, who is going to pay for it? Well, of course, they say the rich will increase taxes on the rich. So make school startup has an accelerated computer science degree with free tuition if students agree to repay 20% of their gross pay for 5 years. They say newer grads report bigger salaries. So that's another idea, right? Tuition free of charge, room and board, but you pay 20% of your gross pay after graduation, of course, for 5 years. So we should expect a push on Capitol Hill, that we're seeing it now, to reform the federal student aid system. You know, about $120 billion in loans and grants is given each year to millions of students. And the Education Department is trying to steer federal aid to non-traditional options. The congressional ideas that we will heard and we'll hear more during the debate this coming Tuesday, you will hear Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, of course, speak about the new support ideas that they have. So that's about it. You know, lawmakers are very likely to agree on some small changes in the next year or so. And very interesting, in the Wall Street Journal Monday, there's a big story on colleges now offer degree in pot business. Maryland now has a master's degree in medical cannabis, how you use pot in the medical area. And this fall, according to this article in the Wall Street Journal, Cornell in the fall will also have a course on pot, cannabis, how to breed research to develop more vigorous and disease-resistant varieties, the medical cannabis, of course. And this is for all students who are going into healthcare. There are courses now in breeding cannabis and how it's used. So recreational marijuana use is legal in 11 states and Washington, D.C., medicinal use in an additional 22 states. Legal cannabis added more than 50,000 jobs in 2018, a 74% increase from a year earlier. So that's another new trend that's being taught in schools as well. There'll be others too, but obviously, it's in the AI space now that we're really focused on, and not enough schools have the faculty to do it, so they're bringing in adjuncts, a lot of adjuncts now, which is costing them a lot more money, which they don't have. So that's a little bit about what's going on in higher education. Not a good story unless they are prepared to really radically change, which they won't because of the tenured faculty situation, Joe.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Thank you.